Welcome to the Super Show. New, improved, with the eye of justice, kung fu grip, and cut like an action figure. Adventure playset included. Gold bricks sold separately. This show covers all kinds of epicness. From ancient antiquity to multiplying zygotes. You want it, we got it. Starring the world's most dangerous talking heads. Sam Simeon, the supervillain. Kellen the Wise. And belligerent Ben for the win, Benji Bats. Now brace yourself. It only hurts at first. And when you turn it off, so lay back, spark it if you got it. As we bring you the Super Show. Super Show. Super Show.
Welcome. Spunky, the super show has landed.
Man, I was just talking about landing today. That's a hilarious, excellent. So this is the Super Show. My apologies. I am Sam Simeon. As always, I am joined by the illustrious gentleman to my left and right, Benji Bats, belligerent band for the win. Let's give him a round of applause.
Good to be here.
Absolutely. And of course, we could not do the show without Kellen the Wise. Kellen the Wise, give me a round of applause.
Yay.
A round of applause for the show. We just completed our 50th episode in the bag.
This is 51,
yep, because we just completed that. We hit a milestone.
Is there a word for that?
Oh, no, because look, it goes
up. So every 50 years is bicentennial, right? Every 50 years is bicentennial, so there's got to be one for 51.
Oh, I thought bicentennial is 100.
No, that would be centennial. Bicentennial would be 50, I believe. So
what would this be? Bicentennial.
But people are weird with stuff. They're like, I get paid bi-weekly, and they get paid twice a month. I'm like, that would be bi-monthly.
Right. So this is episode 51 of Series 3. Series 3 is a beast, man.
What are we discussing today?
It's got some heat.
Would you say that again?
What are we discussing today?
Oh, I didn't even get to that. The exciting. Let's give them a round of applause. We are back talking House of the Dragon.
You probably should.
All day, every day. All day, every day.
That's just wild.
It's going to be a great ride. We are covering episode 4, which is The Narrow Sea. Which is, there was a lot of narrow shit in there.
Yeah, super narrow.
Is that a euphemism?
It will be by the end of this show.
I don't know.
That's true.
I think it should probably be the wide sea. Talk about Rhaenyra's butthole.
And now for new news.
So, no Madison this week, and predictably a much crappier episode.
It was all right.
Madison, we miss you.
We do.
It was all right. Definitely not as good as Wongers, yeah.
Man, but I think she's got a much bigger future than we're giving her credit for. I really believe the Mephisto thing happened. The thing is,
like, I wish they would, but that's the problem. They made us fall in love with Jack in Hawkeye. And now we fucking love Madison.
Great.
We fell in love with Jennifer Beals.
They said Jack was coming back.
He has to be in probably Werewolf by Night or The Blade.
Yeah, we shared a something of him coming back. I mean, not Werewolf by Night. That looks creepy, but I want to watch it.
If it happens, I mean, you know, unless cameras are rolling, I don't take.
What about the last scene
happening these days?
Since we obviously aren't covering this on the show.
It takes like 2 days to shoot a show nowadays.
But
like,
what about
it doesn't take
the last
long at all.
Scene?
Not only that, but they just they be canceling shit all the time.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So unless they've like got it done and like
exactly, it's not in the can,
right?
Yeah.
No, but what about the last scene? Because we're obviously not going to cover the show, so we could talk about some earmarked spots. Did you see that helmet?
Yeah.
Now, if you remember, there was at the end...
Daredevil's helmet, because Daredevil is flirty now on this show.
That I'm worried about that. I read that, and I'm concerned with what that means.
Yeah.
Because I really thought Charlie Cox's performance of kind of being... I didn't really fully believe him as a blind guy, but I really believed him. I don't know how to say that, but I didn't see him as a ladies' man, even though he did get with Elektra. he did get with her. I mean, but it wasn't like a, oh, he's flirty, you know, because you need some vision. Like,
if they match on Tinder, I'm literally going to lose my shit.
That would be fucking hilarious. I'm just saying.
Oh, wait, you mean though. Daredevil and She-Hulk?
Yeah. I'm saying. Like, if they,
that would be great, over
the
man.
Top. What if they make him have a dating profile in this right, shit?
And he's the only
and
dude.
And he's swiping as Daredevil.
He can only be the only dude that could accept her for who she really is. Like, it's coming, dude. Because
you can't.
Well, I really already making me nauseous. The end credit scene with the shoes. I noticed the Daredevil once whenever I was watching. But I've seen some people post like 10 different shoe concepts. Some of them were like The Thing, Wolverine, Mr. Fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
So cool stuff to come. But if Daredevil made his, or not Daredevil, but Daredevil is for sure going to make his appearance. But if Deadpool made his appearance, that would be pretty dope.
And I agree. I want to say that before I say this. I just feel like no way would he do that. Kevin being the he.
I know.
Deadpool is right there, even with use, because he hasn't been in the MCU yet. He's up there with Wolverine. The Fantastic Four together are a debut, but Wolverine can debut solely beyond the X-Men and everything. And that's what, to be honest, we're all waiting for. We're all watching these movies to see how in the fuck does any of this connect to Wolverine. That's what the whole purchase. It sounds terrible.
X-Men?
I know there's a billion
except
great
for
characters,
Cyclops. Fuck Cyclops.
But their entire purchase of Fox, it was to get Wolverine. If Disney ever buys Sony, yeah, they get PlayStation and all that, but they bought it to get Spider-Man. Yeah. So a lot of stuff came with it, like they got a Predator and getting all the X-Men
dude,
back.
Just realistically, think about toys alone. You can't tell me that Spider-Man and Batman probably aren't the two most popular action figures all time. Not saying that Star Wars wasn't popular at the time.
Yes.
I'm talking about sales over time just because they've been around for a long-ass time.
Plus, they've been ungodly popular.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I've even just bought $5 Stormtroopers from the Five Below. Just because I was like,
just
oh, I just get it.
Like, he's not really even a stormtrooper. He's like a shore trooper.
Yeah, like it's like, but so I'm just saying, just think that versus all the people who mandatorily get every Black series release.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? That
are piecing together.
And those are like
$30
a piece.
And shit.
So
yeah.
the money they're making off of those two entities. And then Batman, you can put 5 Batmans on the shelf.
Right.
You know, stealth Batman.
They've made
radioactive Batman.
Yeah. Like, since Tim Burton's
Rainbow Batman.
Batman, they've made like what, 12 fucking Batman movies and Superman movie? Two.
But I mean,
Superman Returns.
But remember,
make a realistic Superman movie, he just decimates everything. Like, nothing stands in his way.
Where is that?
That's why Superman? It's hard for me to believe that Batman could dispatch fucking Superman. Bro, I'm like, but be for
Dark
real.
Side
if he fucking zapped him.
They just gotta bring Darkseid. Darkseid whoops Superman's ass all day, every day.
Yeah,
period.
The issue
is
period. They bring him in as like the Thanos, and then he's not big enough of a threat for all of them together because it's like 8 of them in the fucking Justice League.
No, but he wipes the whole Justice League in the comics repeatedly.
Yeah but
and with impunity.
I don't know any of this because
I'm just saying from what they've shown on screen so far.
No, absolutely.
So Darkseid is not Thanos level.
Darkseid is above Thanos level.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't know that. So
yeah, I'm just saying that
Darkseid is the original
Thanos as like a threat like that.
But you're saying you think he's not as big a threat to have to deal with the 8 members of the Justice League?
I mean, he would be if they would do him right, but they won't.
Exactly.
So
if they did him right,
but
because
like, can
he's
fight
like
himself?
Powered down.
DC's like, oh no. We can't make Batman look like a bitch. Fuck all that.
Yeah, but can he fight himself? Like, I don't know what Darkseid does or nothing. So I'm saying is like Thanos.
He controls
is
the whole
a leader
planet.
Of yeah. So is
he
Thanos,
controls the whole planet weapon? No, he has a planet that's also a weapon that destroys other planets. Like Death Star. I mean, it's got like can't like the planet
but
has like cannons like built into it.
But does he engage in I'll do it myself. Like I will jump down and fight.
Absolutely. And he wipes the floor with the Justice League repeatedly over and over again. They beat him like in dumb ways. Like Like, just, like, they have to figure out a clever way to explain a win for the Justice League, because Darkseid is that OP.
Well, why have we never seen him?
That's what I'm saying. You have. They had him on in the, was it the first Justice League?
No, he's in the in the second cut.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
In he's in that portal.
Yeah.
And they show him.
But I'm that's saying, actually the original. Zack Snyder's cut is actually the original cut.
That's,
Joss Whedon is the bullshit.
Right, but I'm saying that four-hour cut that they re-released, that one that had the scene Zack where Snyder, the portal was there.
Yeah,
so like I said, it is the original cut. But
right.
That's where you finally saw him standing in that little portal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you haven't seen him do
it. And the next movie was supposed to be Justice League versus Darkseid, and they were going to lose to Darkseid.
And what happened? Was it too much like
Infinity War? Steppenwolf. His kid like committed suicide in the middle of all that shit.
Oh, and then
he leaves production. Okay. They hire Joss Whedon to finish the movie, and he like within like a month and a half, he's trying to come back, and they're like, "No, Joss is here." Like, sorry, bub.
The weird thing about Joss is he went from like an absolute genius to what?
A creep.
Like, what left turn did he make?
No, he is. I mean, he's much better at episodic television, like Buffy and Firefly. Uh-huh. That was always his wheelhouse.
I never saw Firefly.
Like, he was good at building worlds. He's good at, you know, coming up with different unique adventures for characters to go on. But I don't. I mean, he's I honestly believe the first Avengers movie was micromanaged by Disney Studios, and so I can't even really give him full credit for that movie. And so, other than the first Avengers movie, everything he's made has sucked. I mean, literally, every... you wanted that bell so bad.
Well, there was about...
He was trying to ding it. He pressed it a couple times, and he had the volume down.
So I had to wait, so I had three bells.
But
when you hit with that last one, I was like, oh, that's...
That was a message from God not to bell.
No, all that told me was it was a message from the bell gods that those other ones I was trying to do weren't right. And the one that I was accessible to was the right one. So, good for us.
But
I think this has just been a moment on new news is that we've kind of decided in things that don't really have the weight to carry
the show.
Well,
there's so much shit going on right now.
And there's other stuff heavier than
this to
carry. We
got Andor right around the corner.
Yeah, isn't that new news? That you're going to have a triple super show next week?
Yes. A triple show. Yes. There's really no other way.
We're like the triple horns.
It's funny because...
Or is it going to be four? Because we'll have House of the Dragon as well. Three episodes of Andor plus House of the Dragon.
So we would have to do, we'll do all three. Because that's what anybody would want. They would want to hear.
Because they're going to watch them all at once,
I'm imagining, I can't believe they're an hour.
Yeah, probably a couple shows.
I'm sure they're 30 minutes.
35, 38 minutes.
Especially with the number of episodes.
You know how weird they are for those Star Wars shows? So yeah, that's also on the docket. And so because we kind of even, to be fair... We generally kind of make these decisions off air, and we decided beforehand we would not cover She-Hulk. But we did say, as nerds, as pop culture people, and as a show that should stay abreast of what's going on,
we still watch it,
and we still cover it off the air and kind of give an update on the air in a short, direct fashion. In our new news. So you'll hear more about it, but we are, to be honest, the climate of the show hating She-Hulk has lifted somewhat. So it doesn't mean the hurricane's not still hovering right above land, but it has not made landfall. So there have been some really good points to that show, and some, unfortunately, the cliche corny piece is the cameos, but I really like the cameos. That's what's weird, what this show is doing to me is I can see the corn. And I'm still like, I don't know, it's all right. Now, I don't think it's, you know, it's definitely not Hawkeye or anything. I'm going to stop using Loki. Because Loki's Infinity War level, they could have been a movie.
Yeah.
So that show's a little different if you say, well, you know, it's not quite as good as Loki. Well, only three or four things they've ever done is that good. But for this, I just think that it's worth kind of mentioning and letting everybody know, hey, we're staying abreast of things, even things we don't really kind of support or go for it.
We're staying in the breasts.
And because we are, we review shows and look at it that way, we can be able to change our opinion as time goes on. And which is happening to a positive degree because of all the male-centric kind of Easter eggs they keep dropping. Which, I'll be honest, I think it's a dirty tactic, but straight genius. You're going to make a chick show that a guy has to watch because something super guy-related will happen right in the middle. Man. So I think that's a great job for them.
Oh, you want to see Daredevil?
I think that was a great job. Give them a bell. What are we? Isn't it
like six episodes deep now? Five episodes deep? Something like that?
Five, yep.
Out of nine?
Is that how
and we still don't have a villain.
Is that the one that's 14? I don't think they're going to have a villain.
Benji Baskin, let me tell you a really short analogy.
Or yes, maybe the Titania chick or
the villain is 49% of the population. That's it.
So let me tell you this quick thing about that no villain. I used to coach girls basketball all the way up to AAU. And I'm only saying that to say that I had a lot of experience with coaching all the way up, not just one summer that I helped somebody. I was a coach of an actual AAU girls basketball team. Anyway, long story short, as the girls got older to the teens, I found that it was a lot harder to keep them motivated in practice and to show up.
Oh, yeah.
And one girl that was an adult at the time that had been an accomplished youth athlete said to me when we were discussing my frustration, she said that a lot of times girls don't play a sport to win. They play a sport to get a uniform and to hang out with their friends. When she said that, I went to practice the next day, and they're all sitting around. And I go, all right, time to start practice. And they'd all been chit-chatting. Yep. And they didn't really have the motivation to get up and get going, only due to age. 2 years ago, when they were 10 years old, we won a championship. They was fired up. They hadn't met boys yet.
Well, it's so my point of that, accelerated then, because I'm doing that right now with 10-year-old. We just got her all this shit to play softball, and she played like twice, and she's like, I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah, so that means the friend thing, or the like, other thing she really
the friend
played
aspect
for.
Either your friends on that team don't like you because you have like day friends when you're that age, or the coach was mean to you to whatever degree you think that is, and you don't want to do it anymore.
Because, and so I'm saying that to say, we're us as guys, just like the way a male show, I'm going to clarify my point, a male show like Moon Knight, I gave that an A double plus that first episode, even though Benji Batch says that's illegal. I gave it an A double plus because it hit every beat that a comic book would hit that makes you can't wait till next month. That just killed it. So for guys, we need to know who the villain is, what his motivation is, how good the good guy is. Clearly in this show, we're almost six episodes in and they haven't shown any of that.
Right.
And I was just saying that as by nature, they tend to not care about the destination. Just like we're along for the ride. And so not necessarily when the more they get into, they're just happy to see Megan Thee Stallion twerking with She-Hulk. You see what I mean? Like, it's unfortunate because they're trapping both of us. Like, they're placating them and catering to them. And then they're kind of tricking us, which nobody's ever done really before, to get, you know, sprinkle some dude stuff in a chick show.
There's been a lot of male... There have been a lot of rom-com type things that appeal to males. Like, for instance, one of my favorite movies is called This Is War, and it is a straight, legit rom-com. But it's written in such a way that it's awesome for dudes to watch, too. So basically, this is the plot.
This Is War.
It's called This Is War. Reese Witherspoon is this attractive single person that's just starting to date. She meets two different guys just by happenstance that also happen to work with each other as spies. And so now those two dudes face off with their little spy teams to try to fuck each other over, trying to win Reese Witherspoon. It's not the first time, man. They're out there making the, like, they're out there papering shit in for us.
It's clever when they do. I as much as I didn't really
and
like...
To all of our male listeners, that is a great date movie. It's called This Is War.
This Is War. I'm going to check that out.
And never you could be a superstar and be like, hey, I want to watch this great Reese Witherspoon movie, honey. Watch it with me. And you'll actually be entertained and enjoy yourself, too.
So with that, please go watch it over our commercial break and hurry back to the show.
This is the Super Show's number one fan, Bobby Karate. The Super Show will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
This is Stumpy Samson back with the campaign to
Crown Prince Daemon Targaryen. Come on down to the first annual and only annual Crab Feeder Crab Boil. These crabs have been feasting on your fathers, uncles, and brothers. What a great way to get closer to the family. And you get a chance to eat something that's been eating y'all. And bring the kids. Pose with the Crab Feeder's decapitated corpse and have one of our local artisans paint your likeness. Tree-fitty donation per plate, with proceeds going to the campaign to crown Prince Daemon, and to pay for a few blowies from Daemon's hole. Come on down and get Daemon's crabs. Fun for the whole family.
Now owned and operated by the Wayne Foundation.
Don't touch that tap. We'll be right back.
Hey, baby. It's the one and only Boba Fetish. As you already know, I slay bounties and booties across all rims, inner and outer. And once a week, I share my sultry, sweaty stories with you. But this week, I'm here to tell you about my new red light service, Boba's Hose. In different area codes. Had your eye on that perky and perky Trandoshan? You saw me and Randy Shandy banging out last week at the sanctuary? Well, for a bounty, you can gain access to the comlinks in my little black book. Titillated by my takedowns? For about 200 credits, you can take down Ahsoka's more risky, but much more Randy sister, Ahoka. Complimentary death sticks provided, but back to tank use is not. Twi'leks? Gamorreans? You want to bareback a Chiss? Or play Hide the Wampa? With a Mon Calamari. Anything's possible, baby. With Boba's Hose in different area codes. Time to get you a little strange while you're getting a little strange.
Now back to the Super Show. Super Show.
Nestled in the
that gets a bail. I don't give
not
a damn.
So bustling metropolis of Franklin, Indiana.
Shout out to Franklin, Indiana.
This past weekend, I invited a few buddies over, including the two of you, where I smoked my first brisket.
You did,
and it was an interesting process.
Round of applause for even taking that on, because brisket is a difficult meat.
Well, it's not only that, it's like $5 a pound, and when you get like an 11 or 12 pound brisket, like, you know, it can become an expensive mistake if you make one.
Yep.
So, when you get a brisket, it's going to be very fatty, especially across the top. That's what we refer to as the fat cap.
Fat cap.
And part of your procedure with tackling your first brisket is you're going to try to remove the majority of, you're going to remove all of the hardened fat, because you'll be able to feel it, like it just has a different kind of, some of it feels like jelly and other fat is just like hard. Mm-hmm. So anything that's hard, you cut out, then you trim the rest of the jiggly fat, we'll call it, down to
the jiggly fat,
the booty fat.
You're gonna want a half inch. I like a little bit less than a half inch. I like my meat a little bit leaner, but not too crazy. So you're gonna want to remove that down to at least a half inch or less of fat remaining in the cap. Then you're going to refrigerate that brisket for at least 24 hours. And Samson, do you know why we would refrigerate a brisket for 24 hours?
No, I don't.
So what the refrigerator does is it pulls the moisture out of whatever is sitting inside of it. So you'll put it into a pan, you'll put the brisket down, and you'll just wrap it. And then after 24 hours, you'll see probably about an inch of liquid at the bottom of the pan. Remove that. Then you're going to rub your brisket. Rub it well. Now, in this particular case, we used a... I always mix a little Bollner's Fiesta fajita seasoning into my rub because of the MSG content. Monosodium glutamate is the sixth taste. So it's like bitter, sweet, you know, all those. There's a sixth, which is umami. And that's the monosodium glutamate provides. Yeah. So I always mix a little bit of that in. But I went with what is supposed to be the gold standard Meat Church Holy Cow rub. And if you guys noticed, there was like, I don't know if it was seeds or something, but it was like there was like something sort of seedy to it. Like it's not... Like, yeah, in it. It was like there was finely ground seasoning, but there was also something that had the consistency of seeds, and I did not like the texture of those seeds. They needed to just
I was eating it too fast. I
thought it was pepper.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
I think it might be pepper, but it just wasn't ground enough for me. Like, I was picking that shit out of my teeth, like, for the rest of the day. So
I didn't even touch my teeth.
I'll be using a different rub good on that. The future. But I noticed
this is Hulk, so, and I don't want to rush that, but what about the burnt ends?
Are so to get to the burnt ends, we have to smoke at 225. Sorry. No, it's okay. You just want to smoke at 225 for... it's generally an hour per pound, and in my opinion, you get a lot of people that tell you to wrap it in foil. Do not wrap your meat in foil. Do the true Texas barbecue method, unwrapped for the full smoke. Once you pull it at the end, once it reaches somewhere between 190 and 200 degrees, I pulled at 196, wrap it in butcher paper, unwaxed butcher paper, so it can breathe while still retaining the heat. Then the juices will redistribute through the brisket, let it stand for at least an hour or two. Then you will remove, and a brisket has two pieces, the point and the flat. Now, the flat is much leaner, and that is what you chop up into your burnt ends, which we prepared for you with a homemade barbecue sauce.
Fire.
And then we sliced
homemade
point, and the brisket actually looked really good. It had a great smoke ring.
It did.
You can check out the pictures at my Insta, at Benji Bats, BenjieBats. And I think we said something about, two of you might be joining me on Insta at some point, which
would be
cool.
We're going to be a full force, like the fully functioning mothership.
We're still trying to figure TikTok out. We'll work on that.
We have a small presence on TikTok. And Benji Bats has been such an outgoing people person on Instagram that we got to have a much bigger presence because obviously we all know the gram is where it's at, man.
That's one of the two places it's at currently. And in a couple of years, it'll be somewhere else. And then we'll go there.
TikTok is just so... The content is so... small, meaning how long each one is, but how much you got to generate, you know, to really stay relevant on TikTok. So we just got to kind of find a time to because TikTok's an untapped resource.
Oh, it's getting tapped.
In its infancy as it is, and like the world
TikTok actually
TikTok.
Pays its creators. Did you know that?
Yeah, like, that's fucking millions, huge. Like, that's fucking
like actual
huge.
Money. Anyway, so for my first brisket, thought it was a little bit dry. I probably carved a little bit too much of the fat off. Taste was decent, but again, with that fucking seeds or pepper or whatever the fuck it was, it pissed me off. I give it a B minus.
I like brisket.
Yep. Yeah. So I'm much more in that B plus range, especially considering that honey barbecue sauce or that mustard barbecue sauce is fucking decent.
So the mustard barbecue sauce, but what you really went crazy for was
the Korean
it was the Japanese bulldog fruit sauce.
What I was
which
doing
is called
was
tonkatsu sauce.
It was delicious. The combination of the two. The sweet from that and the tang from the mustard was good together.
Yeah. With whatever was the spicy mustard can be bought at Rural King. It's Braxwell's spicy mustard barbecue sauce. $4.99 a bottle.
The burnt ends were just excellent. Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. They were like probably for me anyway. The best I've probably had on a consistent basis is probably Famous Dave's. And I don't know if everybody likes
that. They chop that shit a lot smaller at Famous Dave's, yeah, and it's a lot more fatty. I don't know where they're getting all that fat. It's so funny you say that,
because the very last two times I went there,
there's no fat in the flat.
Yeah, I don't know. And then I actually had brisket last night. Not shout out. We went to Smoky Bones.
Really?
Smoky Bones was terrible.
Yeah.
Dude,
I've never had a good experience there.
I was at Sam's Club, and they had like those super ultra saver like gift cards. So you get a $50 gift card for $37, and I was sitting there going, "Man, I don't even know if Smoky Bones is worth it."
Man, I'll tell you what they did have. They had fried donuts with raspberry sauce.
That's just good. I remember that.
I could have left after that. But they had a brisket that they were like, "We're waiting on it to come out." And they're like, "Yeah, it'll be 20 more minutes." And I was like, "For brisket? Brisket is either ready or it's not."
Yeah, 20 minutes doesn't.
The only place that's getting the brisket out in front of you is Bucky's.
I'm like, what? Shout out to Bucky's. The next time, that's all we're just hitting Bucky's.
Bucky's on the way.
We're gonna have to do a Hulk.
Bucky's is like inappropriate though, because
it was like a gas station. It is, but it's not.
I don't need a gas station.
Walmart gas station.
It's more like a department store. They've got every fucking thing.
I know they try to make them gas stations fancier and fancier, but you're still a gas station to me, and I do not eat at
I don't eat gas station food. I ate the fucking brisket.
I'm with you on that.
There was a line.
No, I've had people try to convert me, like Get-Go. I've heard Get-Go is good.
That's human food. This was actual real Pennsylvania. Like, this was like...
There was a line, bro. There was a line.
It's righteous to charge you for this.
Well, we were there for, what, maybe 30 minutes, and we watched them pull out and chop two different briskets. So they do slice or they do chop. So they'll sit there.
Like buck 30 East. Pounds of brisket.
Man, they're going.
And I mean, it's people.
It's because people were.
Larry's like, what are they over there waiting in line for? I was like, they're waiting for brisket. Sam, Larry.
Everybody was with us.
Is this your homework, Larry?
Is this your homework, you Larry? See, Larry, you is this your homework?
Do you see what happens when you friend a stranger in the Alps?
In the Alps.
So B minus, B plus, and.
I'll go with the B plus, and I'm speaking up for the burnt ends as an A specifically. They weren't the same as the brisket. The brisket's a different meat. They're same people, same meat, but same, the different preparation. Mm-hmm. Burnt ends were absolutely fire. They were fire, man. That was absolutely fire. So with that, again, as you always see, we do live on location food. We bring in food. We host food, and we make food, because that's part of the edible heart. So until next time, keep hawking.
Keep hawking. I think you just need to start off with the bum bum ba bum.
Oh no,
this week was not pretty.
Don't say that, man.
Well, no. I mean, we obviously have some bets dangling, and we started out last week with the Colts money line.
I was like,
and if the Colts can't beat the fucking Jaguars, I give up hope. So hope on the Colts is now given up. But now watch this.
Fire Frank Reich.
Watch this hashtag madness.
Man,
watch us
Frank
fucking
Reich
randomly beat the Chiefs this week.
No way.
I'm not saying that I'm going to sit here and call it bet-wise.
Shaq O'Brien. What's his name? Shaq Galliard? Fucking that's lame. But now he lost his whole identity. Now that he just changed his name mid-sentence. Like, I've been talking to him for like 30 minutes. He goes, by the way, you've been addressing
come out dressed like Shazam.
It's like he's Shaq Leonard. Does he play this week? I read he doesn't.
No, I don't think so.
So
then, I was reading somewhere like week six.
And apparently, Pittman is like the poor man's, what's number 13 for Tampa Bay?
If you're missing Pittman,
here's my thing, Keenan Allen. He's just a really good possession receiver. Ain't a burner, but he will go out there and catch the fucking
ball. But you need the burner for possession.
If not having one receiver fucks everything up. You want to know what fucked everything up? Jonathan Taylor had 9 rushes. That fucks everything up.
I really believe that Ursay called down and said, bro,
I don't know if we can re-sign him, and
do not overrun him, because he's going to get hurt and we're going to be on the hook. Because that's what's going to happen. By week six, the way they're playing and as much abuse as he's taking, he's going to get hurt. And that was the only weapon they had.
Bro, we got shut out by the fucking Jaguars.
Did you see how slow? We were watching the game also at Benji Bats, tucked away, hideaway. We're in a lot of hideaways.
It's the lodge. That was the lodge.
Well, I wasn't going to tell the name so you can then start trying to look on Google Maps and try to locate where is the entrance to the underground bunker.
The underground lodge.
But yes, we were watching on multiple screens. We do that. Watching multiple games. And sitting watching that, it was pretty obvious to first Benji Bats and then to the rest of us that this team.
Can we ask Yannick Ngakoue for our money back?
Man, what a letdown.
Gilmore, are you kidding me? Gilmore was getting burnt by tight ends.
Gilmore's
all
a plant.
All day.
He's a plant.
He was just standing there.
I'm becoming more and more convinced he is a plant.
He's a fucking plant, man. He's
like,
a
what the
plant.
Fuck, man?
It was just bad. He's fallen short. He's I'm watching him. I'm like, these aren't even, because I said, well, maybe Bill and him got rid of him because he's at the end. You know, they're excellent at going.
He's only 32, though.
I know.
Corners last longer than that.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not seeing
physical depreciation. I'm seeing that he's not. I'm like, you did that?
Right.
You know, like, are you taking bets? What the fuck is this?
Mm-hmm.
Every time I've not seen him do anything Patriot-like.
Right.
Like, oh, we got the rest of the Patriot. You know what I mean? Now that's so.
It's
unfortunate.
Yeah, I'm over Gus Bradley, too.
Yeah, it's all been disappointing. Gus Bradley can go. That's the issue right there.
Why did they get Gus defense?
Because on paper, he looked fucking good, bro. I was excited for Gus Bradley.
You were?
Yeah, because this dude, like, he doesn't blitz.
I thought
he relies on a capable line. We went out and bought, supposedly, a capable line. They just suck.
I don't know how you I don't know how your game plan can
like,
go without.
And I'm sorry for interrupting, killing the wise. There used to be a coach on the Colts the first year of Reich's tenure. His name was Coach Googs, DeGuglielmo. And they fired him after the first year, Frank Reich did, because he was too mean. He said too many cuss words. Now, if you remember, the first year that Frank Reich was here, Nelson was out there pancaking motherfuckers and destroying people.
Yep.
We were trucking everyone. We were on a goddamn mission to fucking embarrass them.
I agree.
And put them on the fucking ground every play. Every play.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as Coach Googs left, that whole spirit out of the offensive line was gone.
I'm almost afraid
to say...
sick
of this nice guy shit, man.
I hate to say this, but, I mean, listen, for a million people hearing this that have heard me say this a million times, ever since Costanza left, man...
You miss him.
I don't miss him because he was a saloon door, but the line took a fucking tank after... you could literally mark on a chart the day he left to the day that they started to
disappoint. While I agree with you, like statistics said, during half of his career, he was literally the worst starting left tackle in the entire NFL.
I agree.
But when he was getting towards the end, he was getting decent.
Like, he got better in those last 3 years.
But what it really was less pressure.
No, you're 100% right.
Nelson showed up and he had a competent guard next to him. That's what took some pressure
off.
That's
so true, dude.
So like, that's when he started to get a lot better than
Nelson.
But I wasn't saying that we miss his talent.
No,
I'm just saying, I was glad he left.
And I was glad I'm like, a year later. Like, now I want him back.
What's so weird? I'm like, God, well, I can't lie.
Some every year they're like, oh, well, we got Eric Fisher. It's going to fix it.
We were counting on Chris Ballard to go get a capable fucking replacement, and that's just not what we do here.
But the rules are for drafting and free agency, don't go get anybody's cast offs.
Yeah.
And if you do, they have to be from a winning team and they just have too many good players
available. They need to probably be like on the up and up, not like a dude last year that blew out his Achilles and is coming back.
Why would anybody other than Atlanta want Matt Ryan? Like
I'm sitting here watching
in preseason, he looks like Peyton Manning.
Give me fucking Mariota. Mariota was half the money.
Yeah, but he's.
I don't give a shit.
He is Matt Ryan, the same. Like he's like a budget Matt Ryan.
Yeah, but hopefully he could at least handle the snap and move in the pocket.
That's not fair. Like
I take Ryan Tannehill. I take Ryan Tannehill, even as shitty as he is, over Matt Ryan.
I'm just sitting here looking at us.
I would take anybody that can.
We pick stupid people that have. I mean, they've been decent on defense, I guess, or whatever. But like the Titans sit there and go pick up, like, you know, Malik Willis, that was a decent quarterback prospect at the time. We're like, bro, fuck quarterback.
The third round, they got him in the third fucking round.
Right. Yeah, we just sit there in a fucking
round. We didn't have a third rounder to actually have a future quarterback on the roster.
Every year, we're just sitting there fucking around. And I feel like every team around us is
we never do future quarterback.
They fucking deactivated Ellinger.
Yeah.
They deactivated his ass for the game on Sunday. Yes. Because he was deactivated.
In favor of who?
Foles. We have Foles as backup. Well, honestly, at this point, I'm like fucking rock.
Well, no, let Foles play.
No, he's on the roster. They just deactivated
him. Yeah, but I'm saying Foles is active. Let him play.
Yeah, fuck it. Man, at this point, it's a fuck it.
He's just not 16 games. I would take, I damn near would take Foles as any top five one game to win players. The dude is nice. Just he's either injured or just so inconsistent. But at his best, when he won the Super Bowl, you're like, what? You can't believe it. So
you can tell we're obviously homers and fired up that the Colts literally got shut out. And we picked the Colts. So that was a loss. We picked the Vikings over the Eagles. They got destroyed last night. Man, this parlay makes me fucking mad. So the Rams won. And then the Bengals lost to the Cowboys with a backup fucking quarterback.
And we watched that game too. That was brutal.
Not only for this standpoint, like literally every parlay I had going had the Bengals in it. I'm like, who the fuck?
Everybody in preseason said the Bengals were going to come down to earth, and I was like, why the fuck are you saying that? But they were right. Like,
they played two very capable fronts, and Burrow's been sacked like 13 or 14 times, something stupid. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. I get that part of it, but I thought they would be able to handle a Cowboys team with no Dak. Like, come on, man.
But be honest, that quarterback looked good.
He looked fine.
He looked
good. Honestly, Dak probably would have been fucking it up.
I mean, he didn't look even any worse than Dak looked at his best. Like, the thing that what gets me with Dallas fans is they'll act like, okay, ooh, we were about to score 90 if he didn't get hurt. It's like right before he got hurt, he didn't have 30.
Right.
So it didn't look like you were nowhere near going there. No. So that's not true when they say that. But
their biggest issue is they spent all that money paying Zeke, and he fucking sucks.
Bro,
they know he sucks, but now they're like stuck in a position of like, well, we paid him, so we can't look dumb and cut him. But we can't continue to run him because he's just not as good as Pollard.
And, man, you're on the hook for a lot of that. There's not guaranteed contracts like that in the NFL, but a portion is. And when a player's injured, you're on the hook for him.
A lot of them are just business decisions.
Dallas's problem, they should have paid Zeke 2 years earlier. They kept kicking that fucking can down the road.
Yep.
And if they would have paid him 2 years earlier, he would be cuttable next year. Yep. Year three is when you're cuttable.
Now he's like just a liability on
the roster. Right. I mean, at this point, he just you have to
the
keep
one
him.
Kid, number 20.
That's what I'm saying. Pollard is better than him.
So I'm
but
like,
you can't be at a position where even though Pollard's better, you paid Zeke all that money. You have to start Zeke. Like,
but and the bad part of that, he's at a risk,
right?
Because you don't want this overly expensive yet injury prone. In a high contact position, you know, you're not a cornerback where you can maybe make hit one play. Yeah. But this is anytime you got the ball, they're bringing you down. Right. So you're taking a lot of abuse. That's what I'm afraid about, Jonathan.
He did not get a lot of run. It was like pretty even split between the two, and Pollard scored the touchdown.
What I learned from that game was Cincinnati's defense is ridiculous. They got a defense to even keep them in that game. The offensive line is just
trash.
It's just slowing doors.
Yeah, Colts offensive line, basically. Yeah, just trash.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that we missed that parlay because the Bengals shit the bed. The Rams won, but you got to win both of them. So that was a loss, but we had another parlay. Bills beat the Titans. They destroyed them last night, and the Broncos beat the Texans barely. Jesus, the Broncos look like asshole. So, sadly, we went fucking 1-3 this week. Not proud of it. But.
No. Side note, I know we're up against it, so we're going to go quick through this, but the Bills, man. And my only thing about the Bills, I'm not going to just go on a rant, but if you wanted to write the script of how a Super Bowl making or possibly winning team would look in the first 2 weeks of a season, That's how you look. You take out the defending champ week one emphatically. You see it right in front of your eyes. Wasn't it like a last-minute catch or none of that. They beat them solidly. Come back the next week and stomp a team you should stomp.
But did you notice what Josh Allen is doing? Josh Allen is not going to the line with 5 or 6 seconds left on the clock, calling shit out, and then hiking the ball a couple seconds later. That dude is up, has the entire team at the line 15 seconds into the clock, and then he uses the next 25 seconds to individually call out every single defensive and offensive assignment. Jeez. Like, you see him just pointing, Jeez. you, and he does it every fucking play, bro.
Yep, he definitely has command of their offense for sure. So that brings us overall 42-25. Like I said, not proud of this week. Fucking Bengals are asshole, man. But let's throw out a couple bets for this week for funds. Raiders over the Titans for sure. The Titans are ass, and the Raiders haven't won a game yet.
Devontae Adams is going to get like 275 yards in that fucking game.
He better, because he had like 12 last week.
He's also going to get hurt.
And then let's see what else we got here.
They just tee off on them and take their guy out.
Worked in Green Bay though.
All right, so let's do.
He's actually got more help. He's got Renfro.
The Green Bay will sort their stuff out though. You're gonna still see 14-3, or you're still gonna see. They're going to do them in.
I think Aaron Rodgers is going to have an aneurysm before that happens, bro. The amount of frustration.
Too much deer antler.
I don't doubt he will, but he'll still throw for 5,200 yards.
Yeah, let's take this off lob. If the fucking Bengals, I said this last week about the Colts, so here we go. Famous last words. If they can't beat the Jets this week.
What do you mean?
That's in the book.
The Jets, did you see? They won.
Dude, Flacco was balling. He threw like 4 touchdowns or something silly.
Come on.
I had him on my fantasy football bench in my 2 quarterback league because I'm like, why the fuck would I ever put him in? Man. And he balled the fuck out.
Side note to that, man. I'm 0-2 in the fantasy league.
And I miss Magic Mike White.
Man. If we got to get him back on.
I'm 2-0.
Yeah, I saw that. Mm-hmm. That was nice work. That was nice work.
I gave Jamar Chase in the 3rd round. I don't know what ridiculous. The hell y'all were thinking.
That was excellent. Yeah.
My team has just been decimated by shit. Trey Lance is one of my starting quarterbacks. He got blown up. Pittman was out this week. Justin Jefferson's it's just been like a 2 weeks of I'm 0-2
yeah,
in that
I'm
league.
0-2 too, yeah. We play each other.
It happens fast. Oh, yeah, so somebody's got to go 0-3.
Somebody's O must go.
Somebody's O must go.
So we got some other shows to do, so we'll do more bets then.
We'll throw those two in. I'll get a couple more before these shows drop and get some bets for this week.
So unfortunately, you might have lost a room or two in one of the houses.
Correct.
That we have already garnered for you. Just like we teach you how to smoke brisket, we teach you how to gamble, we teach you how to make hot honey bacon barbecue wings.
That's a mouthful. And a mouthful.
Fried biscuits and apple butter.
Oh,
we do,
man,
all this stuff,
Chef,
for you.
God damn,
shout
the
for
fucking
you.
Biscuits.
So until the next time, we gave you a couple more so you can get those rooms back.
Speaking of shout outs.
Man, come on, man. It took this long, man. Come on.
Let me tell you something, brother. The 24-inch pythons of Hollywood Ryan Diesel will rain down on you. And demons. Oh.
What's up? How you doing out there, Hollywood Ron?
Come on, man. I didn't even know that there was music. And man, that music just, man. We got to get him actually
give it to us one more time.
In the salon.
Hit his music.
Woo! We got to get him actually in the salon, walk into this music.
Man, I can just like envision him, like when he's listening to this shit in his crib, he just stands up and starts fucking strutting when his music is listening to the Super Show, and he's like, oh, time to strut.
He's in his car, he pulls
over. In the California 13, he's banging and he's like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm strutting, it's my music.
That shit, California 13 is gangster. I don't care what nobody says. So till the next time, this has been the Oz Father, right?
My name is Camille Deville, international supermodel. The Super Show will be back after a word from our sponsor.
This is Avery Dufresne. I am 11 years old and I am addicted to the Super Show. Series 3 to me is like K-pop is to you stuffed shirt and wormy douchebags. The most epic shit. Ever since Benji Bats mentioned Olive Garden on the show. I've been freeing up loose hundies from my dad's girlfriend Sheila's purse and treating my best customers to all you can eat on Sheila's dime. Sketchy bitch, you know I snuck out so you locked the window on purpose. Probably going to be late to your waitressing job, bitch. It's not easy getting a cup of brown sugar out of your gas tank before your shift. Stop locking the window. This has been Avery Dufresne, back to shit in your garden and chew bubblegum, but I am fresh out of bubblegum. Download the Super Show. I know where you live and that you leave a key under the...
I'm a happy knocker-upper and I'm popular beside, cause I wake them with a cuppa and tasty mother's pride.
This is Kellen the Wise, back with today's sponsor, Donnie's Discount Meat Warehouse. Only the finest cuts of raccoon, gator, and muskrat in the tri-state area. If you don't mind that smell, of course. They have some tasty, tasty meats for sale. They do, however, require you to bring your own meat bag. And trust me, you're definitely going to want to bring those knee-high rubber boots. You'll thank me later. That's Donnie's Discount Meat Warehouse. Just look for that windowless van off I-95 by the abandoned warehouse right there near the Smith Coal Refinery in Mutterton. Donnie's Discount Meat Warehouse. That's tasty, tasty meat in your mouth.
And now, back to the show. I figured you would catch that.
Can we pick some music, or can we pick some music? We're over here jamming to the underbeats on these things.
Here. I know, man. I lose track of that sometimes when we come back from break. I'm like still in the break. I can't. I got to be on live on the air. We'll do it live.
Live.
We'll do it live.
Simeon.
We'll do it live.
Bats. I remember. And Kellen the Wise. We are Series 3, Episode 51. We are covering The House of the Dragon, Episode 4, and that is the King of the Narrow Sea, not the King. King of the Narrow Sea. So we got all our homework done. We can now go out and play with our friends, hang out. So that is this.
Talk about Rhaenyra Ho.
Oh my God. So obviously this episode opens with Rhaenyra going on her.
And Daemon's plan.
And Daemon's plan going into.
Daemon's got a plan, y'all.
He's got a plan. All right.
He's got a plan.
So you saw that too. I was sitting there explaining that.
Yeah, I didn't get that yet. It's unfortunate. Right.
In the rewatch, I caught each incremental step of him figuring out what he has to do next.
Yeah, and I didn't see that angle, but ironically, it's like fucking crystal clear. Like that is the angle, but really, it's a testament to the way the actor plays that. So you know where the story's going, but you're misled by his.
I don't think he figured it out. I don't think he figured his plan out until this episode. I think he knew what he wanted, and he's been fishing like different ways and trying to manipulate things and the council and everything else to try to figure out his path to the Iron Throne.
But I don't understand what's the hold up with really just a cliche plot to kill the king.
Like, because I think that first of all, he loves his king, and he knows his king is dying. His king is his brother.
Anybody that's around him has to know at this point.
Man, yeah, it's
falling apart.
It's getting worse. Like, and it's so subtle in the fact that they never accented in any scene where he goes, "Look at me. This is this many days of death." You know,
right.
Did you see his fingers? Did you see his fingers? It's like, I think I'm gonna see what happened to his fingers. And then he does something.
Are they three?
His fingers gone. Yeah, it's like, oh my God. Two of his fingers are gone. And that was after when they said, well, the only way to potentially save the fingers were to use the maggots. So clearly the maggots did not work.
No, yeah. Maggots don't work.
The other option was to chop them off.
Yes.
That worked.
Which, to say, no, I won't do that, it's like, you should have. You should have, because now, I mean, it's getting to the point where you can clearly see those two rotted fingers. It wasn't like the fingertips were off and then the rest is healthy. They're, like, rotted, too. So, I mean...
It's like he might be the...
I gotta say, I kind of really enjoyed, in the opening scene, the dude talking shit to the kid that's
just trying to quarter. The kid fucks him up, too.
Man. He was... It's so funny you say that, Kellen Wise, because I was thinking when I was watching this, hey, the little dude told her that she would be safe at night with him.
I don't know how nobody stops him. Like, they're well, dueling to the death. And like, the knights are just like, all right, well, we'll be back. Yeah, let us know who won.
Oh, that's how it goes back in the day. It's Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, it was like, Mortal Kombat!
Man, dude, he's mad.
Oh, he opened him up, man. And the little dude, he told her she would be... I love that part.
I want to know where he comes from, because he doesn't have... The little kid doesn't have, like, a crest, you know, like any of the other houses do, like a sigil. But he has, like, some stuff around that little neck piece that he's wearing.
Yeah, but I think I heard him say something about how something... Yeah,
he said that they had been, like, the longest allies. So I'm, like, wondering, like, if he plays but they probably into didn't have the signet the Game of Thrones that we know.
They probably didn't have the signet because that dude that he ended up killing made a comment like they're nobody.
They were nobody now. He's like, oh, you want to see nobody?
He's like, okay, well, one of us
one of us is about to be.
They got one left. One of us left. Because he didn't even, like, as a kid, like, you know, nervously pull out the sword, like, if I have to, I'm going to defend myself. Dude made one too many jokes. And he immediately pulled his sword out.
He made one joke. Yeah, that was one too many.
Yeah, it was his last joke.
Yeah, and it seemed like from the way that she was sitting there kind of talking about it, Rhaenyra, that is, that this isn't the first time that she's, like, gone to a place, because she wasn't in the castle or something like that. She traveled to wherever all those dudes were, like, trying to court her.
Yeah.
So it's like, but so she's never, probably been going through this for a minute.
She didn't know, did she not know about that passageway out of the castle?
I don't know. It seemed like she did.
Yeah, I'm saying, but he left that note for her. So So I'm like, but, you know what I'm saying? It could be a note of, hey, there is a secret passage, go this way. Or, hey, go use that secret passage that we know of and go out that way and meet me. It could be either way. Like, you know, that was her first exposure to the secret passageway, or it was like her most recent use of the secret passageway. Mm-hmm. I didn't get that. So I was like, so was she familiar with leaving? Is she familiar? Was this her first trip out? She seemed to eat the commoner food and
she seemed like she was pretty adept at what she was doing. It didn't look like she was a first timer.
No, it didn't. No, and that's why but she's probably not a first timer at anything.
Right. She's sitting there eyeing Uncle when he walks in. She's like, man, he looks good in that crown that he's not supposed to be wearing. I was like, oh, creepy.
I think he could get it. That's exactly what it was. Except what, like Benji Bett said, the entire time he was plotting on, I'm sure I could give it to her. And I could use that to help me position myself to the throne.
Man.
So would he wouldn't, I mean.
Damon's always done up, man.
Man, she's already I fucking Damon. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Yep. It's really creepy.
It's fucking weird.
It's fucking creepy knowing that. But I'll be honest,
crown
I was
stupid. Can I was we talk about his stupid ass crown?
I'm disappointed. Like, this is one of the lamest crowns ever. I don't think I would make it to crown. I don't think I'd make it to king and just have like a state like fair brass ring.
Looks like noodles. Crown. Looks like he's got pasta on his head.
It's like branches. you're talking about
Damon's crown.
Damon's crown. I'm talking about both of them.
No, I'm talking about Damon's pasta crown.
I'm talking about both of them. I didn't like what was that Forever 21 little bronze like a brass ring helmet.
The Forever 21.
This is like terrible. I'm like, if I'm the king, I'm blinging it out. Bro, well, I mean, I'm not even saying I'm king minded. Like that's what my end goal is. I'm only saying if thrust upon the throne, I'm gonna immediately go. Well, before we do anything else, we got to get me a better crown.
This dude said he staked the crabs to the ground.
No, not the crabs. All the people.
I thought he said 2,000 Corsairs, the crabs, and the people all staked to the ground.
No, he was saying that he staked them there, and he left. The only thing that was left there at the stepstones or whatever were those dudes staked to the ground and the crabs.
I thought he was out there sticking crabs too. Shit.
He's
No, they had a crab boil. That's what they did.
Yeah, they had a crab boil. Yeah,
didn't we hear about that? I feel like we heard about that crab boil.
Damon's crab boil. That's how he's going to fund this rise to power.
Indeed. Right. Yep.
So he can bang his niece?
Niece.
Yep.
Niece.
Yep. Yeah.
Niece.
Yep. Yep.
Weird, because
that's what we do here. We bang nieces, yep. Evidently.
That was the first commercial today.
And he's getting more unhinged too, man.
Man, he wants that. Man, he wants that crown. But you saw with the background of Game of Thrones,
I don't know at this
what
point,
it does to people.
I think he wants Rhaenyra more than he wants the crown. I think that he would be down to have the crown. I'm not saying he wouldn't, but I think that he would be just as down as like another old dude that's like, let's just run away. Just being you, baby. She's like, are you fucking
Benji Bash made a great point that, man, it fits in. She's just another pawn in his plan. Like,
exactly.
He really doesn't. He's devoid of any.
Her is in Rhaenyra.
He's a sociopath.
And Alicent.
Yeah, because the way he killed his wife, man, that was ruthless, bro. Mm-hmm. That
wasn't even him.
That's part of the plan.
That wasn't him being ruthless, though. That was him, like, really desperate for the fucking male heir more than anything, I felt like. It wasn't like he was part of the plan.
And I'll point out to you why it was part of the plan. So there's a scene in this where he literally asks Viserys for Rhaenyra. He's like, give her to me. I'll take her to the Stepstones. Yeah. I'll take her away from you.
Oh, yeah.
And then Viserys says to him, no, you are married.
Yeah.
And so that ends this little shit after he starts to, after he takes Rhaenyra on the little adventure, shows her that the people actually hate her, so she can start feeling insecure and needing of male protection.
Yeah.
And then, once he knows that she wants him, the next thing he does is goes and kills his wife and takes her lands and army.
Yeah.
And now he's no longer married.
Right.
And he's single and ready to go. That's the fucking plan.
Yeah, I agree. It just seems there's still that angle of he's just like a nihilist or like he's like a hedonist. He's just like a hedonist.
He's got a water marmot. An aquatic marmot.
The Big Lebowski.
Yeah, it's just he just has no... He has no... I just don't believe he has any feelings for anybody. Maybe his brother to some like loyalty degree, but...
I don't think he would ever kill his brother.
Yeah, getting the...
He's not going to get there.
Not only from love, but also I think he wants to be loved because he's a sociopath and a narcissist. Right. He needs to be loved. So he can't kill his brother because then everyone will hate him and fear him.
He wants to embrace him, love him.
So he has to fight... In my opinion, from day one of this show, he has been... probing and prodding, trying to find his path to the throne because he could see the weakness in his brother and he knew that his brother would not be long for the throne.
And man, it's so metaphoric. That's something I wanted to mention. We talked about off air is the quality of the writing to the point where I'm not talking about an individual episode.
Right.
I'm not talking about where episode two.
I'm talking about
just
the plot.
I'm just meaning that the quality of the writing doesn't dip or raise in any way. You're really immersed in these performances. And the other thing was the actors that they get for these particular roles. Of course, Game of Thrones set the stage. Before Game of Thrones, I think we talked about it off air, it was like Oz. The TV, the prison show on HBO.
And Sopranos.
Because all of those people who played prisoners and mobsters went on to play police.
Exactly.
On NBC. So, and this is kind of in that vein where we kind of saw with Game of Thrones how all these particular actors and actresses that you've never seen. Right. And no offense to any of their fans, because I'm sure you're like, what do you mean? I've seen her. I know.
With the exception of Matt Smith.
Matt Smith
was fucking Doctor Who, so literally everyone in the world knows him, but he's the only person in this entire show.
From Terminator?
He had a small part in Terminator at the very end. Terminator Salvation.
Yeah, wasn't he? He was just a small part. I thought he was. Mm-hmm.
Terminator Salvation. It was the one after that. Yeah. What the shit is that called?
Genesis.
Genesis. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Something like that. He was the evolution of Genesis.
Yeah. So he was T5000 or whatever. That was what he was.
Well, no, they at that point, Genesis was them moving beyond the Skynet entity. To where it's like the evolution of Skynet. It's the child of Skynet that is independent and superior to Skynet.
Oh, so did you like it?
Genesis?
Yeah.
I don't remember,
it had some switcheroo at the end.
I don't like the Jai White or whatever his name is. Not Michael Jai White. What? He was in the last Die Hard movie, too. I just don't like that
actor. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, he played John McCain's son.
Yeah, I thought Daenerys
was also right. He was in the show you were fond of, Spartacus. He was Spartacus' friend who went and joined the Ludus just for the money and to
when they died.
But remember that I think somebody raped his wife or something while he was in there.
Oh yeah, I forgot that.
He had the curly blonde hair.
I didn't like him in that shit either. He was a big old wuss.
He was also in Suicide Squad. He was Captain Boomerang, right?
And he sucked in that too.
Isn't he Captain Boomerang?
Yes, yeah, Captain Boomerang. Right.
Captain fucking Boomerang. His DC
special power is boomerangs.
Man, just that's DC. That shit is crazy.
What's crazy is Marvel will have a character on the other side of it. He'll be called the Boomerang, and everyone will be like,
genius. But to be fair, though, you're like,
his Boomerang is decapitating people. It's
like
people.
Captain Boomerang versus the Boomerang. You're like, it just sounds, something, I don't know, it might be favoritism, but something Marvel does seems, they shit seems like, yeah, I get it.
I mean, Marvel was a much more modern company by comparison to DC. So a lot of DC's iconic characters were in the early golden and silver ages where they just took a thing and put man on the end of it and said, that's a comic book.
Right, right.
There we go.
And Marvel started doing that in the earliest inclinations of the iterations of the actual comic book company, and then branched out much further. Mm-hmm. So there, some of their iconic originals got a man in it, but they really expanded past that theme as to where DC has
Marvel did a good job of acquiring characters from other companies along the way, and that's where a lot of their whatever man characters came from. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
Back to the episode at hand here of House of Dragon. We're rolling across the part where Rhaenyra gets the
secret package of street clothes to go follow Daemon down the alleyways.
Well, so she's going to go down through like those same crypts, I'm pretty sure, that Cersei and Jaime used to bang in and shit,
don't
too.
Don't say that, man.
Pretty sure.
Well, don't say that.
No, that they would bang in the future.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I guess I said used to.
Yeah, because we're used to the history of Game of Thrones, and we just went 200 years back in their history.
Yeah, so in the future of...
Everybody's got the same fucking name, so you feel like you're watching the same character.
Well, everybody's fucking related.
Yeah, that's true.
Literally and figuratively.
So here... very true. But see, like...
giving myself a bail.
This whole scene and plot line is literally manipulative, and you can see him putting his plan into action. Like, he takes her where he knows that they will talk shit about her in these stupid little plays. Yeah. So she can feel insecure, feel small, feel like she needs his protection.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
He's I'll protect you with my wiener.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, that was inappropriate. That was happening.
For anyone who's familiar with It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, he's Dennising her right now. He is putting into place the Dennis system.
That's called, in pimp terms, that's called planetarium.
Number one.
Take their brain to the planetarium.
Demonstrate value.
Yeah, and you are 100% correct in the fact of when she's listening to the play, and you get the angle of him looking at her
exactly to see her reaction.
Response and reaction to that, and if it had the effect that he was hoping it would have, which it did.
Exactly.
She reacted directly the way he expected.
And that was another indication of the plan that Daemon has.
Now we're watching the scene of our continual fucking
The real condition of his fucking fingers.
Now, and I will say, because this isn't a spoiler, because everybody sees the good thing about these HBO shows is they give you a brief synopsis of next week at the end of the show. So we've all seen it. So even in these episodes, he, no matter how sick, bleeding, whatever's wrong with him, he does not die. He's just around with pieces falling off of him.
And no matter what, you still have the weird impression that, oh, he's still banging her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I mean, we've seen more banging than if I was a chick I would be going with all the fucking
pulses. They show him banging her with her looking up at the sky.
Yeah.
I know.
And it's like half of his back is like an open pulsing sore. Gross. Gross.
And in the true Shakespearean tradition, as we're taking in some Westerosi theater.
With all men.
Yeah, the women are played by men.
Yep.
In William Shakespeare's plays, all women were played by men, so all sex scenes and kissing scenes were two men kissing and fake banging each other.
Gross. Which probably in those days...
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Come
wrong with that.
We're not judging anyone.
Absolutely.
We're just saying.
But it is a little bit weird.
We are judging people because they were sexist and didn't let chicks get a chance to get a run at acting too.
Runs.
They should have got a chance to play chicks. Now think how far we've come.
But think about this. She's seeing men playing women on stage because women aren't allowed to be on stage. How is she ever going to be on the throne? If women can't even get on stage, how will she ever be on the throne by herself? She needs Daemon.
There's multiple layers to that. Like, literally in the scene, plus metaphorically for that universe, because it harkens back. It's a callback to when she was talking to the queen that
wasn't.
He
straight says to her, many of the small folk believe that Aegon should be the heir because he is a male. Well, he straight up says it to her. He's Dennising her. But this is the Dennis system.
Everybody but the king feels that. I mean, that's how it works. That he, by simple math, he should be. There is no question. So anything against that is unnatural. So they're going to rebel. And like I was telling, Kellen Wise off air, is that there's going to be some trouble no matter what he says, because he will not be there to enforce that.
Right.
The moment he dies, even if the last breath was, I don't give a fuck, she is the queen. As soon as she stopped breathing, she is the king. As soon as I stop breathing, she is the king, period. Do it now.
He said, that's great now that he's dead, you're not the queen.
Where's Aegon? We just got another little brass little Claire's boutique crown for him.
Off air, you and I were talking about how Allison's father, like, how he was positioning and moving himself. And, I mean, but he is correct. So, theoretically, when Rhaenyra ends up with Daemon, the first thing that they're going to do is kill Aegon. Like, that's the first thing that happens. Right. They kill Viserys's male heir in order to secure their claim to the throne. You eliminate all competing bids.
Right. Wait, you said Rhaenyra would need to kill him.
Rhaenyra. Daemon would put Aegon to the sword, which is literally what Dad told Allison. And he's right. Yep. That's what would happen.
He's right.
Daemon would kill that baby, period.
Oh, yeah.
He'd probably kill a baby even if it had nothing to do with getting a crown, just in
big
general.
Scene, whenever they're walking around, obviously there's a lot of perversion and stuff, but she runs into a guy and says, like, Sir Harwin or something like that, but he called her princess, so he definitely knew who she was and can confirm that she was out the palace.
So now we have one person that can confirm she's out of the palace.
I feel like it confirms that she has snuck out before, because he didn't go, oh my God, what are you doing out here?
She didn't know what the fuck she was doing. Like, I would agree with you if she didn't see her sneaking out.
Doing after she got a few of them wines and went into this little brothel and there's people banging everywhere. I didn't know what she thought was about to happen.
Pubic prosthetics are alarming.
Perfectly
triangular bush that all of these women have.
Yeah, but I think they were probably
all
trying
the way
to
up
be
to their waist.
Authentic and think that.
Dude, it's true!
Do you think that there was any trimmage back then at all?
Man, I mean, it might not, obviously. They had fucking scissors. I mean, they knew how to cut the hair on their head.
Not cutting. I'm talking about trimming.
No, I mean, they also knew how to shave their legs back then.
That's what I mean. So do you think possibly there was any chicks that were shaved in any manner? I mean, we just assume that's like a late 20th century thing, but nothing under the sun is brand new, so we'll fucking be thinking that.
Part of what makes that possible is modern blade technology. Without the nicks and cuts of a blade. Yeah. I mean, back then, they were just using their pocket knife.
That's what I'm saying.
I wouldn't be trimming my pews with a pocket knife.
Man, I know, but I'm saying, think of that time of life. Yeah, now that would be brutal.
Fuck around and lose a ball, man.
But I mean, they would be doing that. Like, that would probably not be... Because they cut their hair with a knife. Like, they had to do... I mean, I see even that they have shorter hair than I just know how they do that. When did scissors come up? How long were scissors a thing?
Scissors have been around for thousands of years, my friend.
Ah, so they could.
Yeah, I'm just saying you could single blade. I mean, they had single blade razors. Yeah, just keep scraping that on yourself
to you.
So I mean, you definitely could blade the hair off. I'm just saying, I don't really think that blading the hair off in those times was.
I'm trying to trim your butthole. So
you would say there isn't one Randy fucking. Oh, I didn't say that there might not be one.
Imagine trying to trim your crack hair with a straight razor.
Yeah, but it just sounds like a lot going on.
A knife. I mean,
saying.
A sharp obsidian. They wouldn't even have a straight razor.
Poor Allicent.
Side note.
Getting banged.
I like the name Allicent.
Yeah,
I do. It's like, that's a very pleasant little cool name. Who would have thought?
All the Starbucks chicks in 9 months, we're going to start having Allicent babies.
Oh, yeah.
Being born over at Methodist.
I like it. It's like, because the Alice sounds kind of like an older name. Edith.
I swear he entered her right there.
Oh, dude.
I don't think so, man.
Oh,
yes. I think he was just up there. He was to that point, man. But I think this is where that would have happened. And then
I don't know. The only way that I've ever dropped trow and not gotten down. I know, down
but
is
you didn't see his trow. You saw her trow.
But you know, see him riling her up.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
And then
he said, yeah.
Because he knows how to seduce a woman because he's royal and et cetera, et cetera.
He rides like a dragon.
Like, he knows fucking, what the fuck she's doing.
She's a kid.
Yeah,
I mean, exactly. She's still young.
She's super young.
She's 19 in real life. Let's all be clear here. 19 in real life.
Isn't she only supposed to be 17 here, though?
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Yeah, fictionally 17.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm just saying. And then Damon's
still, they've been filming this show for some fucking years.
The actress is 19 years old.
Damon is.
So if you're having impure thoughts.
No, Damon is easily old, though. Like, his brother is the king, and he's fucking old. So Damon has to be a good 10 years older than her, minimum.
Yeah, I would say that Viserys is like past 40, and Daemon is probably mid to late 30s.
Right.
Yeah, because you got to remember, nobody lived that long.
So. And I'm just saying. So she makes her way back to the palace, and then she gets all.
And
fucking,
that's my reason to believe. I refuse Kristen. To believe she got banged twice. I don't believe it.
I believe she
almost got, because look, she's still riled up.
She got two pumps and then had to go home.
I've never known nobody could do two pumps.
You know
without,
that penguin blowjob? No. Yeah, but I'm saying
there's no skeet.
She had
you would not pump two. No skeet.
I think she had to do this to establish alibi.
It's not required, but I'm not going into it, and that's not part of it.
But that's not encouraged. It's his plan.
You know what I'm saying? And in two times, I couldn't
Your
imagine.
Plan is different than his plan. Damon got a plan.
Yeah, and
he's going for the throne.
Yeah, so I'm saying I don't believe he actually did any penetration sex to her. I think he went up to maybe even grazed her with a chubby. And just to let her know that, you know, there's a threat here.
You act like you don't know what just the tip is.
Now, I'm saying, I know, but I don't believe that.
He hit her with the piece, man.
Because that's why I believe she's still riled up and ready to go.
I think she's doing this to establish her alibi. So if that dude that she runs into says that she was out banging, be like, no, I was banging Sir Kristen.
Yeah, but she wasn't going to tell that. She's not going to tell that.
She didn't know. And I'm saying she didn't see the guard. That's right.
No. I think if it came, push came to shove, if she had to be like, oh, well, what were you out doing? She would be like, oh, well, I was out banging Sir Kristen. So my bad, y'all. Versus, hey, I was out banging Damon. So but I feel like she
had. Either way, though, because even if that dude's going to tell, she's just like, I'll bang you. Shh. And then he'd be like, you're right. I wouldn't be quiet. And the next thing you know, you see what happened in 300. She was trying to get help for the king and had to bang Son Doobie. And the next thing you know.
Had to bang Son Doobie. Yeah.
So we are at the, this is
Man,
where
they
consummate.
Went all in, and I think we saw a little nipple there.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah,
saw
we
a little nipple of Rhaenyra.
It is not a quick scene.
No. She didn't get...
Honestly, I was watching it when I was driving the first time this came out.
You're like, I need to pull over.
Well, no, I was like, I feel like this has been going on for an exceedingly long amount of time.
Yeah, because she's you like her, and it's hard to watch.
It is hard to watch. So, it was hard to watch her with Damon and Sir Kristen.
Yeah, Cole. It was rough. It was rough, especially on the not your uncle, bruv. Come on, man. Somebody out of the group.
Right. Oh, out look, of anybody.
It's Damon's whore.
She's like, don't call me that. It's like, well, what?
She
what
says, were you? I'm your protector. I'm not your whore.
It's like,
yeah, right.
It's like same thing.
Yeah. Different, but same thing.
My protectors don't give me the slobby knob.
No, and side note to the X hand was very disappointing.
He's not X-handed yet, is it?
No, it's right now.
It's right now.
And he knows. You saw him take the deep breath as he walks in. Like, he knows he's fucked.
Yeah, because it's ruthless.
He got summoned to the mashed potato room, the mashed potato sculpture room.
Is that what that's made out of?
I think it's basically.
No, it's mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, bro,
he's like, bring in butter in the last episode, and then the whole cast just eats.
He has vision for the city one day.
Man. That is what it is. He's building the city that we see later on in Game of Thrones, which is cool, but shit looks like mashed potatoes.
Yeah. But I like the theme. I'm like, man, you should probably be doing this other than being a king.
You're kind of fucking up at king, but you're good at this.
But he's probably like, motherfucker, I ain't going to be able to do any of the intricate work in a couple of weeks with these fingers missing.
This is old shit.
For all you youngins out there, the mashed potato building reference is Close Encounters of the third kind.
Yeah.
It's a reference to that.
That was a creepy movie,
so,
too.
So get into Netflix or wherever Close Encounters of the Third Kind is. It's actually a surprisingly good movie that still pretty much stands up to the test of time. It's pretty cool.
I would agree.
No, this isn't the scene where he gets dismissed. This is the scene where he says that
this is where I spill the beans. Yeah. All right.
And Alicent was in the background listening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah, this is just...
So this is what gets him fired.
Yeah, this is...
Him coming and saying...
Eventually, this is going to get him, just not right this moment.
And her alibi, her Kristen Cole alibi, is what gets him fired.
Correct.
Basically. Right. Okay. So that.
Right. And then she finds out that
she was out banging both of them.
Yeah, but she was.
No, she did.
She almost banged Damon.
I've watched that shit four times.
I have too. We've watched it twice together.
My conclusion at the end was she just got banged for a very brief moment.
I just think she was unquenched.
So here's the thing.
So then she had to go.
When her hand goes up against the wall, and then his hand goes over her, and their fingers intertwine for a second. That means they banged.
No, seriously. He's just pressure.
No, he's
just
applying pressure.
Feel this man weight and this the heat of this on you, and then back off. Then he like. And then he was like, all right, don't forget that. And that's what had her all on edge. Like, I got to bang somebody. I got so close. I mean, it's just like a dude. You get so close. You're like, I'm going to call somebody else.
She got close to coming. She just didn't.
Yeah. So I'm saying, because it was right at the edge of damn near.
She didn't want the first time to be, bye.
She had to get that work done.
I don't know.
That's why she had to go get a fucking knight.
I think that he did it for show.
Yeah, she had to get a fucking knight. She had to go get somebody to do that work. Because she was all riled up.
But you got to give it to Rhaenyra that she knows how to lie to Alicent.
Yeah.
Ooh, boy, she knows how to lie.
I don't think she's lying, though.
No, she's lying.
The only lie she told was she said that he didn't touch me.
Something went down, bro. Like,
yeah, she said he didn't touch me.
It's a lie regardless.
Yeah, yeah. She said he didn't touch me, and he did touch her.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, but girl truth is different than the truth.
That's a tricky spot. So this is kind of true
if you don't look at the truth part of it. It's different.
Maybe.
It's just a little different. She said he didn't touch me and we did not have sex. I believe that they did not have sex part, but we obviously saw him touch her.
I think, yeah, that's what I'm saying. She was not being honest.
Benji Batts is definitely from the school that she ate pork salad.
Oh, easy.
So you saying times also
two. Times two.
See, I need some more episodes to show me some more background.
She was drunk and Randy, man.
She wasn't. That's why I don't feel... If she'd have took the what for from him, she'd have just went back to the room and balled up like chicks do. And then
she had to get back.
No, she wasn't satisfied. She's like, boy, I almost got it. I can't go to sleep on this note.
She was being smart and had to establish her alibi of... I was banging somebody, but it was Kristen Cole.
I think she wanted that shit.
No, because she just ruined dudes.
I'm not saying she wanted that shit.
Oh, she was smiling and everything. She wanted that shit. Alibi
than Damon once she had been found out, basically, by the other dude that was walking around.
Damon, not Damon's whore.
No, I wonder where his whore was.
Yeah, where was the whore?
She's probably in there, too, doing her own shit.
Probably.
Because that wasn't his wife.
I like the scene where Damon's obviously hung over.
I do, too.
And he all but says that they did bang, if you catch him.
Yes, but yes, I agree. And that does lend to Benji Bat's theory. But this lends more to Benji Bat's over theory.
Our theory.
Yeah, yeah. So this lends more to your overarching theory about the scheme.
Oh, it is a scheme.
He would have just said that to rile him up and to think that he did. He would just say that. Because I feel tactically, if it was about love, he wouldn't want to admit that. It was like he said.
That was his suggestion. He said, wetter to me.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
Creepy.
Yeah, that was rough.
He's like, I don't want the true tradition of our house.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, I mean, he says, brother, I mean, we fuck our family.
Yes, we do this.
Like, we're family fuckers.
He's just like, I don't know why you're acting like this all of a sudden.
Like, why? Just because you went and got some strange.
I didn't have a daughter for you to bang.
Just because you just married your first cousin, not your niece. I mean, just because of that doesn't mean that's how we get down. What do you mean?
Mm.
All of a sudden, he got morals because the one chick he got outside the family.
Yeah. So the king and queen are at odds. Obviously, they both have their own interest in the conversation.
Yep.
He thinks that she did it, and she doesn't think that Rhaenyra did it.
Which is odd.
I know. You would think it would be the other way around.
Exactly.
But I think she still harbors some friendship notes from their friendship. And so it kind of was kind of just girl stuff.
I think a lot of it's self-preservation, just on the off chance that she does it up on the throne.
That is at work as well. I agree.
Yeah, yes. It is a thing that you can't get away from because, I mean, it's so volatile.
Yeah.
You look. I mean, even if you did nothing but your male heir dies, you're in fucking trouble. And it's like, we respected you, we worshipped you yesterday, but then the male heir died, and we're thinking of killing you, actually. We're thinking of wiping you out, I think.
So Rhaenyra goes back
to
forth.
That's what they're doing. That's how it is.
And it's kind of cool that like somebody like a king can just be like, you know what, I'm thinking about killing you, and I might.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah,
you can go for now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, see you tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tomorrow. So Rhaenyra and Viserys go back and forth with each other about whether she should, who she should wed, who she should be banging. She said that she should be banging whoever she want.
She's getting her punishment is to get a husband.
Yep.
Wow, that was inappropriate.
And the husband is, we'll get there next episode.
Nothing wrong with that. So basically, at the conclusion of episode
four, King of the Narrow Sea.
Yep, we see him.
The hand gets the hand gets to boot.
Yeah, which I feel like his boot was kind because I feel like sometimes if you were the hand and the king was like, well, your vision's been a little fucked up.
I mean,
with your vision being a little fucked up, we did some fucked up things. So to make it right for the people. Off with your head.
Then just two knights grab you, and then they drag you off. You're kicking and screaming, crying, no, I didn't. It's like, be gone.
He puts him to fucking trial by combat with that little kid at the beginning. He's fucked right out.
Man, he's fucked, too. Especially they tell the little dude, hey, Scrappy, you'll get the princess's hand in marriage if you off this dude. He's like, similar to earlier. It's like, oh, piece of cake. The little dude drew his sword immediately. He was with the shits. He wanted all the smoke, no problem. If the first time the dude in the yellow made a little snide comment, he looked at him just alone, like, hey, I'm not going to fucking take this. And then the next comment he made, forget the princess, he drew his sword and axed him.
It was time.
Opened him up.
It was time.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, so we end this episode with Rhaenyra getting a special tonic for abortion, I believe.
But it's all too fast, because who said that was the case? It's just like they're
It's a preemptive. I've got seed in you. You're going to drink this tea. Yeah, you ain't having no baby.
That's medieval plan B.
That's ruthless, man.
So it's great. Grade this shit.
Yeah, it was a great episode. So it ends on the note that
I don't know about great episode. It was fucking weird for me.
It was dark. It was dark. But when you love a show, you got to go to the dark places with the show.
That's fine. This one went places that I can't go with.
Bro, I watched Oz for 5 years, and I saw a lot of stuff.
This one's a lot of talking and a lot of weirdness. Give me a C+.
C+.
So this episode I viewed differently. I can't unsee episode 5 while I'm grading episode 4. And so I know how so much of this episode sets up episode 5 and shows you the beginning of Damon's plan. And you get to see Damon's haw again.
The haw.
So it's an A for me. I love this episode.
I'm gonna give it an A too, man. I'm liking this shit. The layers to the story, and like I said, I'm kind of a Game of Thrones.
So 2 A's and a C+. Makes it a B+.
With all the dragon shit too, when they swoop down in the boat and almost sunk the boat.
That was the only time you saw a dragon the whole episode.
How many times you got to see a dragon to be amazed?
But anyway, it's a B+. You heard it here. Great episode, but we have a lot of differing opinions on it.
But it was fun just to say. Yeah. I've been Sam Simeon. This has been Sam Simeon, Benji Bats, Kellen Wise.
Later.
We have been a super show. And next time, did we have a quote? We have some quotes.
Oh.
What was the quote? Fuck bitches, get money.
Oh yeah, by Gandhi. By Gandhi. Mahatma Gandhi.
Mahatma Gandhi. So on that note.
This has been the Super Show. We thank you for your support, and until next time. Do more, say less, and get your shit together. I have been Lord Macadell, Barry Terrycloth III. Class dismissed.